Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another hour to talk about what's going on. What is going on? What in the world is going on here? It's Friday, March the 4th, first Friday of the third month of the year. My name is Doug Steffen. It's Dudley, but the most. If I had to use Dudley, do you suppose that would have worked? What do you think on the radio?
Well, yeah, it worked for Dudley Moore.
Work for Dudley Moore.
Yeah. I know you don't like Dudley.
Like the name.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's sort of why it changed in a manner of speaking.
I don't even know what that means. I just know Dudley Moore.
Dudley Do Right? You don't know who Dudley Do Right is?
No. I mean, I've heard the expression. I don't know if
cultural.
It's a real person or.
Oh, age and culture.
Jen, Jay.
No,
do you guys know what that
totally
is?
Yeah, Brendan Fraser played Dudley Do Right in a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, but if Brendan Fraser didn't play it in a movie in the 90s, would you have ever have known what that is? I know
saying,
but I don't
character?
Know if it's a person.
It's a character. Yeah, it's a character.
Yes, it is.
That's what I mean. Is it a cartoon character? Is it a TV character? I have no idea.
It was a cartoon sort of a character, a television, one of those little shorts, kind of like the Looney Tunes with Daffy Duck and that sort of thing that was around Saturday morning stuff, cartoons mm-hmm. that may have, yeah, I'm sure that. If you ask your mother, she'll tell you, Mom, Doug says his name is Dudley. Do you remember Dudley Do Right? Let's see what she says.
It was part of Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I've never seen that,
Why?
You haven't seen Bullwinkle?
Mm-mm. I know who Rocky and Bullwinkle are, but I've never seen it.
You know, Natasha.
Natasha.
And Boris.
Yeah. Right. Right, Natasha. Okay, well, that has nothing to do with anything that's going on right now, so we probably to get into some of the things that are going on now with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. President Biden has signed into law a workplace legislation piece that forbids companies from forcing sexual harassment and assault claims into arbitration. So how often is that used? I guess
all the time.
It is. There's an episode of Law and Order last night that was all about this sort of thing.
Sure, this happens every day, multiple times a day in companies everywhere. And this is what kept Gretchen Carlson from speaking out because she had to sign an NDA. And there's so many other women. I mean, I've been in this position. I had to do it too. It's horrible. And it silences women. It silences men who are victims too. And so this is so, so, so long overdue.
Why is it taking so long? Because the Good Old Boys Network, or what is it? What's the real
reason? Well, I'm sure there's part of that, yeah. I mean, if you stand to, you know, look who stands to gain the least from this, it's certainly, you know, boardrooms and boards of companies and things like that. They're the ones who would take the biggest hit. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice that this finally, like, Lindsey Graham was involved in this. Kirsten Gillibrand was one of the sponsors. This was a bipartisan effort that, you know, like Gretchen Carlson made a statement saying, you know, this is like the easiest thing to be bipartisan about, right? I mean, workplace harassment should not be political.
Well,
it should just be something that everybody
not
can
buying
agree
gas
on.
From Russia is probably the best example of what ought to be bipartisanship. And this is a good one, too. I think there are a number of things around now that if people would, letting their guard down or changing their point of view a little bit or stop drinking the Kool-Aid from certain people's corners, that would all add up to a big change in where we are right now. And we're stuck. And this is something that unsticks.
I wonder if Nancy Pelosi saying to ban Russian oil, I wonder if that, what the influence that will have on Biden and on the left.
It'll be interesting because after she said it, the White House actually split from where Democrats are and said, we're not banning it. So
Boy,
it's really weird. They're on an island, man. Because
they sure are. Absolutely.
The rest of Europe is too. I mean, we're in lockstep with, you know, with the rest of NATO, but and the EU. But it just, I don't know. Last night I was watching the video of the President Zelensky, who's on Instagram, by the way, Zelensky_official. If people want to follow him, I encourage that. And he posted the video of the nuclear power plant being attacked. And it just, I was watching it, and he said, if this blows up, this is six times worse than Chernobyl. Well, that affects all of Europe. At what point now? I mean, what are we? I don't understand. I'm just confused.
Yeah, there's nothing about this, that's understandable. Nothing.
What are we waiting for? I don't know.
It's stupid to be reactive rather than proactive through all of this. And for the people, and this is, I don't know why I always feel the need to say this is not political, because this is not political. Because most people, I think, would feel that Vladimir Putin is doing stuff that is attacking the whole world, not just Ukraine, mm-hmm. when he does this. We know he's already told us what his motivations are, that he wants to take all of Ukraine, that he wants to rebuild the Soviet Union. So are we going to just wait until he does that again? Well, it may be that I understand, Doug, but until that is true, what kind of damage does he do?
I mean, Poland must have been, pooping in their pants last night watching these rockets going at this nuclear reactor. I mean, this is just, I don't know.
Just Poland. I don't know if you saw the story just in regards to that. But
Poland just by Poland, proximity, I mean.
Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Austria, there's all a run on iodine pills. Because apparently, and I didn't know this, maybe this is American privilege.
Doesn't that help, counteract
when you have nuclear fallout, people take iodine, and it's going off the shelves in every Eastern European city. So
it's a pretty disgusting.
I mean, the EU has called,
we could put an end to this by sending Delta Force over there, some SEALs, and just shooting this guy.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand. If 90% of Russia's military is now on the border or in Ukraine, that's the latest number that I saw. Maybe it's even more than that now. So what's left in Russia? Right? And they've got police arresting people. I mean,
he's very protected.
Well, not him personally, but I'm saying just like the rest of Russia. I'm not saying that we need to go in and just bomb the crap out of Russia, but something has got to be done. I just don't understand at this point, what are we waiting for? President Zelensky seems to be wondering what everyone else is waiting for. But everyone's doing the same thing, Doug. Everyone has the same reaction.
They're not doing any favors.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm confused. It's not just Biden. It's everybody. I understand they're all on the same page. But, like Zelensky said, at this point, when you're watching in real time a nuclear power plant being attacked, how does that not constitute or justify NATO going in and saying enough is enough now?
Yeah, but we have no leadership. Remember when the Pope first became the Pope that's there now? I was talking about leadership and good leadership. This was however many years ago it was. And at that time, in my estimation, he was the only good leader, the only strong leader, the only positive leader that there was in the world. And that still holds true, if not, it's worse now. We've neutered people's ability to be strong and objective about things.
Well, the problem is that this is so. The polling shows that it's so unpopular. No country wants higher gas prices than they already are. And no country really wants to get involved in a war. And so the problem is we've got everybody just kind of going, like Jen said, being reactive, and everybody's just sort of waiting around. But what's next? Like, what needs to be the tipping point?
And
this was a nuclear power plant under attack. Like, what needs to be the tipping point?
Both of you guys, I think, are hitting the nail on the head. It's just in different ways that there is nobody. I mean, when you think of the world right now, who is the strong leader? And that's why Zelensky has captured so many hearts, because he looks like he's got a backbone.
Everybody else is
a wimp. Right. He's the only one besides Putin who's acting for evil instead of good that has a backbone. And so I think that's why people are scrambling to him, because he just at least is showing some leadership, and no one else really is. And when I say leadership, I mean, a leader has a plan. A leader is strategic. What's happening right now is that we waited for Russia to invade Ukraine. And Zelensky said this yesterday. He said the United States came too late. And so did Europe, and so did NATO, and so did everybody else.
We have a history of coming
involved.
In late to big world wars, though. That is the American way. We come in late, we save the day.
But we come in and we save the day, but we haven't done anything. And this was one thing that we promised to do. And I know this is an unpopular opinion, but when you make a commitment to a country to get rid of their nukes and you say, we'll be your protector, and then you sit around going, maybe we'll sanction an oligarch. That just doesn't, it's not doing it. It's just not enough.
All right, well, the problem is all the sanctions stuff. Are squeezing the Russian people badly. Yeah. And that's and oligarchs are upset they're losing their yachts. But
there's a
$1 million
bounty
is that
on him, too, on Putin at the moment.
Oh, really?
$1 million. Yep.
Who set that?
A big Russian businessman who said it's the end. It's time for the end. All right, enough on this for a while. 16 after the hour. This female soccer star, her name was Katie Meyer, led the school Stanford soccer team to a victory in the NCAA College Cup Championship game, 22 years old. The cause of her death apparently has been released. Foul play has been ruled out. Why?
Self-inflicted. What's going on? I don't know. It's okay. So sad. I had a feeling because they
depressed.
She was found dead in the dorm, and she was 22, and I think she was a senior. But I thought it was odd that, you know, right away when they don't release any sort of conditions of her death, I had a weird feeling that there may have either been foul play or something else. But yeah, it turns out to just be self-inflicted, which is so sad.
So that brings me around to something that I'll spend a few seconds on. If you or somebody you know is having thoughts of suicide, there's a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-273-8255. 800-273-TALK. That's something that every person, anybody who knows, and there are a lot of depressed youngsters, adults. This is a beautiful young woman who had everything you would think. So what was going on with her? Sooner or later, it'll probably come out. But at any rate, at this point in time, the best way of dealing with this or thinking about it is to help people. This is a real example. If you see something, say something. This is the best example of something like that. 800-273-TALK is the number for the National Suicide Prevention Center. 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools, tech, and furniture you need to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to $100 on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. N35, in-store only while supplies last.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria. Jay's going to go through some of the surprising things going on, comments from social media, things that are being reported, if we can use that term with social media. I suppose we can. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV show, all that good stuff coming up with a first focus on the Queen. Yes, the Queen. Maybe not the Queen you thought of, but there is a Queen that has made an appearance with some other princesses, if you will, right after this.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Surprise! Surprise! So what was this surprise all about, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's like a new Who's Coming to Lunch, Chris
Guess Who's Coming to Lunch, yes.
Yeah, Kris Jenner surprised Khloe Kardashian with the Queen, Martha Stewart, a surprise lunch, and some of their friends, and Khloe has been very vocal about her admiration for Martha Stewart, as I think so many people are, so she was super, super pumped about it.
She's a badass.
She really is.
She is, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's also freaking gorgeous. The picture of Chloe and Chris and Martha. Martha's 80 years old, and, I mean, I just kept staring at her. It's not like a... I mean, she's standing right next to two heavily made-up women, Chris and Chloe, and Martha just looks incredible. Like, I don't know what her secrets are, but she looks amazing.
Yeah.
I need to figure that out.
What contract with the devil was that? Because can we all sign that?
She's hanging with Snoop and smoking some ganj. I mean, that's the only thing that's new in her life, right?
Is that the secret to eternal youth?
You're going to look like Snoop if you do that, not like her, like she does. All right. Pete Davidson, you suppose he smokes that stuff? Maybe a little?
I don't know.
Okay, speculation. Okay, what's he up to?
But yeah, he...
Literally up to.
Oh, he's probably going to be going to space. He's in talks with Jeff Bezos to take off in Blue Origin. So his reps are apparently hammering out details, but if everything goes smoothly, he should be in space by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. I think he already is, frankly, but that's just me. All right, Downton Abbey, big fire. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
Yeah, the building that's been seen in the backdrop of Downton Abbey, used in Peaky Blinders, it was engulfed in flames, like a big fire. No word yet what the cause was, but over 100 firefighters were fighting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, used to be a textile mill, apparently, but now they use it as a backdrop. They have most of the stuff is shot in the studio in London, but a lot of the other, the outside stuff is... shot in those places. All right, 28 past the hour here. This is the DJV Friday program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford and Sunrun Solar are partnering to advance home energy storage and solar power using the F-150 Lightning truck to power homes. The F-150 Lightning, with available Ford integrated backup power, can provide power and security during an electrical outlet. The first electric truck in the U.S. to offer this capability. In the future, new features will offer additional ways to manage energy use. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. Ransomware hackers struck chipmaker NVIDIA last week. Their demand is NVIDIA's source code be released to them by today. If not obeyed, hackers will publicly release all silicone, graphics, and computer chipset files for its recent video card series. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Vladimir Putin's forces attacked Europe's largest nuclear power plant overnight with bombs, has all of Europe on edge. Rebecca Koffler is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency. She was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss Russia's attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
I don't believe Putin intended to cause a nuclear disaster here. But at the same time, Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. Why is that? It's because he has been preparing his playbook on his orders. A very sophisticated nuclear doctrine has been developed, according to which he's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment in the first use instance. What does it mean? It means that if he perceives that he's losing the conflict, he can demonstrate a nuclear strike in Europe. And the reason he's comfortable is because Russians have the capability with a low-yield nuclear warhead.
You shouldn't feel guilty for having a glass of wine every night, so long as you drink it with dinner, like the French. A study at Tulane University in New Orleans has found a glass with dinner, rather than on an empty stomach, could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 14%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday on the radio, Friday, no matter whether you're on the radio or you're not on the radio, it's still Friday, March the 4th. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and of course you, we're in love with you. You can make our dreams come true if you're a good employee, because today's Employee Appreciation Day. Aha! So what about... The snide comment from Victoria just off the air. Yeah, it's Employee Appreciation Day.
Yeah, let's get a little appreciation around
here.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like a lot of money is spent, looks like to me a lot of money is spent to keep employees happy with their jobs.
It's a new thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Corporate gifting, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I used to think corporate gifting meant like a political donation, but it turns out it actually means buying gifts for your employees to reward them and keep them happy in their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old curmudgeon in me said they ought to be happy. They've got a job. How about that? I heard that. I used to hear that from
people. Yeah. You should be happy you got a job. Yeah.
It's like when the boss buys everybody a pizza party on a random Friday, and it's like, isn't everyone having fun?
Uh-huh.
Pizza parties don't pay our bills, just FYI.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, here's some of the unique gifts that have been given out, though. Grills, pool tables, pizza
pool
ovens.
Tables.
Well, this is a list. Yeah, there's a gifting startup company called Snappy, and so they polled all the gifts that were chosen by employees, and headphones were the number one most requested gift. And then speakers, gourmet coffee, blenders, and air fryers. But then they looked into it, and some of the companies were actually giving away barbecue grills, pool tables, which are expensive, pool inflatables, which are really not expensive, so that's a big swing, a pizza oven, I guess it could be the portable kind, but that seems like a big gift, a kayak, and a hammock. Those are the that all
very
made
random.
The list. It is, yeah.
Also on this day in history, when the country was first founded and we elected the first, I think, four or five presidents, this was Inauguration Day. It wasn't January 20th. It wasn't until people could move around more easily because it took a long time to get from Washington to wherever the 13 original colonies and then the add-ons after that. So it took until March 4th to get the prez ready to be in office. Kind of interesting. Also, let's see here. It is Dress in Blue Day. I guess I got to get on a blue.
What is that for? Is that...
What is it?
Dress in blue. I've never heard. What is that for?
What's it for?
Well, it's supposed to promote awareness of colon cancer, but I don't know what blue has to do with that, frankly. Mm.
Well, kind of every disease has a color, right?
A color?
Red is heart. Yeah, you wear red for heart month. And
mm-hmm. It's also, Victoria and I would like to promote National Grammar Day so that people would be aware of, conscious of their grammar as they speak.
Jen and Jay are also grammar aficionados, so...
Yeah, I know, everybody here is.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah, we all are. And if we talk or write for a living, perhaps it ought to be something that we keep in mind. I shudder a little bit because some of the books that Miles has, some of the first grade books he has, are not really grammatically correct. And so I look at Megan, who's... he teaches English and writing at UCLA, and then I look at these books, and I think, okay, so what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to say? How are we supposed to handle this as he grows up and says, well, look at the book that I read in the first grade. It had all these slang expressions and contractions and words in it that aren't really words. Maybe he'll grow out of it. But actually, his mother and father are both English professors, so how do you, it kind of makes me crazy, or maybe crazier. Today is National Pound Cake Day. I just made a cake. Pretty cool, huh? Bada-bada-boom. Next. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Go to sleep here.
I'm here.
California's governor has proposed a plan to help all the homeless people. I'm sure the taxpayers were thrilled to see how much they're going to be paying to take care of people, some of whom really need it, and some of whom are just sucking off you know what. So what's his plan? And is this going to be something that is adopted around the rest of the country in cities like San Francisco, more West Coast cities than anything else? But I see that the people who are in need will be evaluated by a court.
Mental health court. Yeah, right.
This is something I want to look into because I have felt pretty passionately about the fact that many of the people who are out on the street are definitely not in their right mind. They're not thinking clearly, whether that's because of mental illness or because of drugs. But everybody is always
drugs cause mental illness, so there's one and the same. Oftentimes,
and also drugs are used to treat mental illness. A lot of times, people will use them as band-aids to try to make things better for themselves. But I don't know. I get colored by here in all of this is I don't know if I try. When you're putting parents on the preface, when you have a reality now where we're putting parents on the domestic terror list.
there becomes a, or you're taking away, like in Canada, you're taking away the truckers' ability to protest by taking away their bank accounts and their livelihoods. I don't know that I have a lot of trust in the government anymore to make decisions that are based on the good of the people. So I would have to really see if there's a due process, because I don't think anybody should be denied due process to fight something if the government says to you, well, you're mentally ill and we're locking you up. Okay, well, they might say that if you disagree with them. You never know. So you have to see what – you have to be really careful with how people's liberties and their civil liberties are not being overcome. But I do believe that if we can put Britney Spears into a conservatorship, that people who are hurting themselves on the streets and sleeping on the streets and hurting other people on the streets should probably be looked at. So I think there's something here from the governor. Yeah. If it
I was
can
surprised.
Be done
I felt like this
in the
was
right
a,
way.
I felt like this was kind of aggressive for him.
I never thought I'd hear it. It's because it's so unpopular. Everybody has just spent money, and people, the problem is worse than ever.
Los Angeles
yeah.
County
well, see, I think next. That's what Doug's, going back to what Doug was saying, oh, the taxpayers aren't going to like this. I disagree. I think the taxpayers, if I was living in California and paying huge taxes already, maybe this can actually get rid of some of that problem where there's so much crime on the street.
Maybe it's a more appropriate way of spending some of the tax dollars instead of some of the stupid stuff that they do.
I mean, this at least feels like this is trying to get to, like, the root of the problem.
Yeah.
This is, you know, court-appointed psychiatric treatment, medication, housing, and so essentially this is trying to stave off people from just being arrested and then getting released because
they're let right back out.
As long as it's used in a way that actually identifies the people who really need the help versus those who are in a line just to take advantage of it.
Well, no, this is
homeless people who ought to not be.
But this is going to be. Yeah, but this is. You're not going to be faking if you just want to live off the teat of America. Like, you're not going to be faking a mental illness here. This is for people who really need it.
And there's a real difference. You would be hard-pressed to convince me that the people that you see living in the tents or, just in a sleeping bag, in a park or on a sidewalk, because when you see that, I would be hard-pressed to believe that those people are just down on their luck, because there are so many programs, both from the government and private programs, that really go unused. And people who tend to, lose their job or be down on their luck, they find those programs. They might even be part of the and this is the secondary problem, where they're in RVs. Maybe they're camping on streets, which can be also, a cleanliness issue. But people are still doing that. The people who are on the street, have the needles in their arm, living in this group setting, it's dirty, it's filthy. They're putting people at risk. Those are the people that you're seeing on the streets. And you have to figure out what to do with them.
Be protected from this. All right, see if this fits into the same sort of category of discussion. The governor of Iowa, her name is Reynolds, has called the ban on trans athletes in women's sports a fairness issue. She is the Democrats who are in Iowa say she's just trying to score political points. What is the latest state, Iowa is the latest state to pass a ban on trans athletes. This is 11 other states apparently that have passed this law. Which sort of addresses, but doesn't really address, at least in my wheelhouse, what the real situation is here. I must convey my own hesitancy here because I don't really know what I feel comfortable with. It's none of my business. If you want to change your gender, that's fine. But I guess I understand the people who don't want somebody who is a man going into a woman's room or vice versa.
Well, it goes a little more than that. It goes more than just who goes into a bathroom. It's about who goes into the locker room and who's competing with biologically female people. I mean, you'll have people who are Caitlyn Jenner is one, who acknowledges what just is reality, whether they're going through the change to become a man or a woman or whatever, you still have biological markers within you that were your previous sex. And so Caitlyn Jenner says, for instance, men have larger lung capacity. They have larger hands. They have things that can give them a competitive advantage when they're competing with biological women. And so the argument has been in sports, is it fair to have someone who is biologically male competing against people who are biologically female? I mean, it kind of, in some ways, it can kill the female athlete's hope of actually being able to succeed if they're constantly competing with someone who they are biologically not going to match up with.
But the problem, though, is that the numbers just don't justify any of those arguments. If one school has, I mean, it's not like every school has an army of 10 trans kids who want to compete against, you know, what they were born as. It's just, the numbers just don't support it. It's like, you know, there are schools that have no trans kids. There are other schools
which
that
is
maybe
why
have, like, two, and it's not necessarily that they even want to be athletes. This is so hyped up over nothing. This is just becoming a talking
but I think
point. It's ridiculous.
I don't think it's a talking point because you have people legislating. And so that's the point.
Yeah, that's even
worse.
If
you're legislating for one person and you're saying, you know, we're going to change these rules to have men competing in women's sports, that's one rule for one person. And I think that's the issue.
46 after the hour. Lots of issues today on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. Counting down from number five to number one is Victoria Keelan here with me, Doug Steffen. At number five, if you're a Paramount Plus person,
I think I
or not. Alliteration we talk, yeah, or not. Here's something good for you. What's the story?
Yeah, it's a rare discount. Paramount Plus is celebrating its first birthday by offering an 80% discount to new and returning customers. So now through March 7th, eligible customers use the code BIRTHDAY. They receive 3 months of the Essential plan for only $1 a month instead of $5. And if you want the premium, you can get 3 months of premium without ads, and that's $2 a month instead of $10. So both plans offer access to thousands of episodes and films from the Paramount library. They also own CBS, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV. They've got new originals like Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Picard. That's coming back for season two. That's pretty highly acclaimed. And so Paramount Plus also has the live streaming of the World Cup qualifying matches between the first one coming up, U.S. and Mexico, on March 24th, and that will be the men's national soccer teams. So Paramount Plus is also the home of Yellowstone, in case I know everybody loves Yellowstone. If you were thinking about jumping on board, this is definitely the time to do it. Lock in 3 months for a really cheap price.
Number four on the list of the top five items this week from the world of technology is focus on Fitbit.
Yeah, if you have a Fitbit, make sure you double check with this. This is a Consumer Product Safety Commission report. Make sure you double check which model you have, because they've recalled over a million Fitbit watches because they have the batteries have overheated and some people have suffered some burn injuries. Some were second and third degree burns, and so the watches were recalled in several different color combinations, including the one that was co-branded with Adidas. So if you have that one, it's definitely on the list. They were sold at Kohl's and Target and other stores nationwide, as well as Amazon.com and Fitbit.com between 2017 and 2021. So if you have a Fitbit from that time, definitely go on the site and make sure that yours is not affected. And if it is, you'll have to send it back, and they'll give you a new one.
Number three, the investigation into TikTok.
A bipartisan group of attorneys general this week launched an investigation into whether TikTok is harming children and teens' mental health. Massachusetts, California, Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont are all banding together, saying that they want to investigate if TikTok if their usage is harmful to young adults, and if TikTok is actually aware of the harm. And so, because we know that the Facebook, this all kind of stems from the Facebook whistleblower who basically said that Facebook was very well aware that what the harm that Instagram was inflicting on the mental health of young kids, and so TikTok is up next. Regulators are clearly showing interest in this now. There's passing legislation to stem the influence of tech platforms on kids and teens. Questions about misinformation on TikTok is on the rise as well. And again, we did a story a couple weeks ago where a lot of hard news is now actually being delivered to young people on TikTok. CBS News, CNN, there are a lot of major outlets that have a presence on TikTok, and hard news is actually being delivered there. So there's some concern about with the Ukraine and Russian, and, you know, with the Russian invasion, if there's, you know, misinformation going on. But I think a lot of parents have been concerned about this. Certainly lawmakers have had this on their mind for a while now. And so, like I said, they've already gone after Facebook and Instagram, so TikTok would be the next one.
All right, number two, Twitter, all a tweet.
Yep, so obviously Ukraine and Russia have dominated a lot of the headlines this week, including in the tech world. Twitter on Monday of this week said that they are going to be labeling all tweets that contain content from Russia state-affiliated media websites. So since the Russian invasion began, Twitter says more than 45,000 tweets per day have come from individuals on Twitter sharing links from Russian state-affiliated media sites. So they're trying to eliminate that, as well as designate, like with political misinformation or with COVID misinformation, they're going to put a banner up there so you'll be able to see that this is something that Twitter has flagged as misinformation. They're also, you know, there's been a big push from a lot of different tech companies, different angles of trying to squeeze out Russia, which we know, you know, with hacking and Russian bots, they are famous for misinformation, including what's happening right now in Russia and in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The stories that Putin is spinning are just wild and inaccurate and just complete fiction.
Number one sort of addresses that as well.
Yep. So this is with Google now. This is Google's blocking Russian state media channels from selling ads about the invasion because of the invasion in Ukraine. And so YouTube, and which is owned by Google, they are now forcing everybody. All these ads are no longer going to be accepted, so they can't buy influence, which I think is a really important thing too.
Yep, that it is. All right, thanks for the overview. Victoria Keeler with Doug Steffen, the top five items from tech this week. It's 59 past the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.